This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You don't have to be a travel professional to know that if you book a vacation during the off-season wherever you want to go, you're going to get a cheaper rate. It stands to reason, right? You may not know, however, that when you do that, you are using the same kinds of strategies as Wall Street investors who play in a particularly risky corner of finance. Marketplace's Mark Garrison has an investing lesson with the flavor of piña colada.
If you want an island getaway right now, you'll get a heck of a deal in the Atlantic and Caribbean because it's hurricane season. To see just what's available, I brought in a real expert.
All right, let's go to Paradise Island in the Bahamas.
That's Pauline Frommer of the travel guidebook series that bears her family name. It turns out even famous travel writers start like the rest of us, online. They also hate the same stuff we do.
Pop-up ad. Curse you.
She powers through the ads and shows us some fares.
5 nights with airfare from New York for $635. So a little over $100 a day. That's not bad.
And it's more than a third cheaper than the same trip in February. Popular travel site CheapCaribbean.com says hurricane season discounts can be as deep as 60%. Fares have to be low to entice people. And it works. Kate Grubel remembers the moment she took the bait.
So about 3 months ago, Southwest sent out one of their typical emails for, $39.99 one way. And as I was looking through available dates on my end, I saw a really great deal for the Bahamas in October.
Just like that, she and her boyfriend had a beach vacation at a great price. They knew it was hurricane season, but the risk they were taking really hit home in early October.
Good morning, George. Hurricane Joaquin has been battering the central and eastern Bahamas for the
Bahamas got the worst of Joaquin, and suddenly the downside of Grubel's gamble was all over the news. And it's important to understand that's exactly what it was, a gamble. It's risky in that it could have the high return of a great vacation on the cheap, or the low return of a hurricane ruining the whole trip, maybe worse. That's very similar to a shadowy corner of Wall Street called distressed assets. Santa Clara University finance professor So-Young Kim explains.
These are things that will come very cheap because there's a high likelihood that you could lose all of your money, but there's also that chance that you may hit a very huge payoff in the end.
Distressed investors bet on companies and countries in their worst moments. Right now, some of them are gambling on retailer American Apparel, which recently went bankrupt after a long nightmare of falling sales and drama involving its ousted founder. If the company turns around, they'll make a killing. If not, they'll lose just about everything they put in.
You have to ask someone, are you really okay with the downside?
Professional investors can hedge bets by investing in many different distressed assets, so a few big wins make up for all the losses. Vacationers booking during hurricane season can hedge their bets, too. Dan Durazzo is with insurance provider Allianz Global Assistance.
Generally, travel insurance will cost a traveler somewhere between 5 and 7% of their trip cost.
Travel experts like Frommer recommend shopping for insurance through comparison sites like Squaremouth and InsureMyTrip. But just like on Wall Street, hedging has a cost. Whatever's spent on insurance eats up some of the money saved by booking during hurricane season. Now let's go back to Grubel and her own distressed investment in Bahamas Leisure. Hurricane Joaquin definitely brought out the doubters.
Yeah, no, everyone, all of our friends who knew we were going were sending us links and information and, grateful that we weren't actually on the ground.
Fortunately, she and her boyfriend had booked dates after the storm blew through, leaving their hotel intact.
So I think it'll still be a good bet. You know, if things don't work out, we have many years to go back if we have to.
They knew the risk and rolled the dice. It's the same for a hedge fund billionaire betting on a bankrupt company or a young couple wagering the seas won't swamp their umbrella drinks. Don't try a risky bet unless you're cool with the consequences. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.